Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patients. Janocha, J-A-N-O-C-H-A, first name Sally, C-L-E, correction, C-E-L-L-Y. The date of birth, March 15, 1952. The data evaluation, June 8, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Rosenthal. The chief complaint, fast heart rate and palpitation. The HBI, the patient is a 70-year-old female who was initially referred for evaluation in June of 2022, period. She had initially presented at a Memorial Hospital in Newport with fast heart rate and diagnosed with SVT, period. She had undergone CT angio, which revealed an aorta of 4.2 centimeters without evidence of dissection or significant presence of bleeding, period. The patient on return to her primary care, who had then referred her for evaluation, period. She was subsequently referred for echocardiographic evaluation, period. Echocardiogram in July of 2022 revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 64%, period. There was noted to be grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Trace aortic regurgitation, trace mitral regurgitation, trace tricuspid regurgitation, and trace dash mild pulmonic regurgitation. The ascending aorta and aortic arch were noted to be mildly dilated at 4.0 and 3.6 centimeters, respectively. The patient was advised to have yearly follow-up, period. She had further been noted to have evidence of hypertensive urgency on an initial evaluation with blood pressure of 193/114, period. She had been started on lisinopril and amlodipine and advised follow-up in 3 months, period. She had subsequently been lost to follow-up but present now with episode of chest pain, which occurred last Wednesday, period. She then went to the emergency room and was discharged 6 hours later, period. She has had no further chest pain, period. The past medical history, as noted, includes hypertensive urgency, next number diverticulosis, next number abdominal pain, next number dilated aortic root, next number insignificant valvular regurgitation, the past surgical history, cholecystectomy, next number left foot surgery, next number C5-6, fusion, medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, the patient is taking Lipitor unknown dose, aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. The allergies, aspirin typically results in gastritis and headache. Family history, mother had CBA. Social history, patient has history of cigarette smoking, smokes 5 to 6 cigarettes per day, prior history of alcohol abuse, reporting that she is an alcoholic, she denies drug use. The review system, constitutional, she has had weight loss. She further report night sweat. Next, she has stiffness and pain. Gastrointestinal, she has constipation. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency. Psychiatric, she has nervousness and insomnia. Hematologic, she reports anemia. The physical examination, blood pressure 158/102, pulse 68, respiratory rate 20, height 64.5 inches, weight 261.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the exam is essentially unremarkable. There is a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, period. Pulses are noted to be symmetrical. The impression, ...72-year-old female with history of aortic root dilatation, presents with a single episode of chest pain. She has not had evaluation of the aortic root in the last year. She requires CT with contrast to evaluate pain, period. Need to consider dissection as etiology of chest discomfort. She has history of SVT. This apparently is not controlled. She has hypertension, which is uncontrolled, although her blood pressure is not as significantly elevated as it has been in the past. The plan will obtain routine labs, CBC, CHEM20, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, will obtain CT of the chest with contrast, follow-up echo and exercise treadmill test period need to be more aggressive on blood pressure, will refill amlodipine 10 milligrams once daily, lisinopril 20 milligrams once daily. In addition, we'll start hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams once daily. I will see the patient again in 3 months. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.